Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. A bill to repeal Wyoming's death penalty failed an introductory vote in the Wyoming House of Representatives yesterday and is apparently dead for this session. Even though a majority of the House voted in favor of the introduction of House Bill 166 by a 37-23 vote, that margin was short of the two-thirds majority needed to consider a non-budget bill during a budget session. Supporters of the legislation, such as Sabrina King of the Wyoming ACLU, expressed disappointment but said they'll try again to repeal the death penalty in future sessions of the legislature. Death penalty supporters say the current law is a valuable tool for prosecutors and argue that the death penalty is the only appropriate punishment for some especially heinous crimes. Opponents of the death penalty say keeping it on the books is expensive and that it's almost never used in Wyoming. Only one person has been put to death in Wyoming since 1965, that being Mark Hopkinson in 1992. Two other important bills that didn't make it past the introductory phase include a bill that would have repealed most gun-free zones in Wyoming. Also, the Senate overwhelmingly rejected introducing a bill that would have mandated a 3-day waiting period on handgun purchases. The bill received only 2 yes votes, both from Democrats. During one of the worst budget crunches in the state, the University of Wyoming paid its attorneys more than $42,000 in an unsuccessful attempt to block the release of records outlining the Board of Trustees' investigation and decision to part ways with former President Lori Nichols, records released last week show. The university spent $42,532.61 between July and December to fight a lawsuit brought by Wyofile, the Casper Star Tribune, the Wyoming Tribune Eagle, and the Laramie Boomerang. The organizations had jointly sued the schools in June after UW blocked the release of records that detailed the end of Nichols' tenure and the board's decision-making. A judge ruled in favor of the news outlets in early January and said the records could be released, albeit with redactions. Inquiries made to university officials had not been returned, and various faculty and department heads also declined to comment. Only Donal O'Toole, who was the faculty senate chair when Nichols was dismissed, commented, calling the expense a stupid waste of money.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
What's it like to kill someone?
Emptiness.
Painful. It doesn't seem real.
There was no intent. It was never supposed to happen.
You don't go out to kill someone.
I keep seeing her head coming through the windshield.
I'm so very sorry.
There's nothing I can do to make it better.
Please, don't drink and drive.
It doesn't change the fact that I'm a killer.
This is Cody Beers with YDOT. A killer is a killer. Never, ever drink and drive.
A Mills man pleaded not guilty to aggravated child abuse in an October incident that allegedly left an infant with brain injuries. Tyrell Dean Wimmer entered the plea in Natrona County District Court Tuesday morning. Aggravated child abuse is punishable by up to 25 years behind bars. Wimmer appeared in court free on bond. According to an affidavit of probable cause, a Mills police detective was called to the Wyoming Medical Center for reported child abuse on October 8th. Nurses told the detective that the baby had a fractured skull, broken right arm, and bruising throughout his body. A woman in the ER says she and her husband had a dispute the previous weekend, so she took her children and moved in with Wimmer. The day before, the woman went to work and left Wimmer to care for the baby. At some point, Wimmer sent her a text message saying the baby was chasing the dog and hurt his arm. The woman came home and checked the child around 4 a.m., noticed the bruising, and took the baby to the emergency room.
The baby had to be flown to Denver's Children's Hospital due to the extent of his injuries. He suffered a skull fracture as a result of blunt force trauma. His brain also sustained lacerations and was bruised, along with showing signs of being starved of oxygen. Medical personnel advised that the baby's brain injuries could result in long-term disabilities. On November 1st, Wimmer spoke with detectives and told them he didn't know if he hit the baby and that the baby's head injury could have been the result of the child bumping his head on a door or that he may have stepped on the baby. Doctors disagreed and told police that the baby's injuries could only have been intentionally inflicted.
This Look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.